You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hello and welcome to the intro for the movie Book Club. I'm sure this will be our most listened to review of the year. Everyone's like, yeah, Deadpool 2, whatever. When are we going to get to hear about Book Club? Well, here's that review, such as it is. We had a big difference of opinion here. I personally am completely stunned that anyone gave this movie much credit at all. I don't know what to tell you. It just wasn't for me. But I'm really here, not to tell you about that, because me and the other reviewers are going to do that in just a second, to talk about our sponsor, which is Oscar Blues Brewing Company, the original craft beer in a can. They are pretty awesome. They are the ones who hook us up with beer and a place to go do events here in Austin for oneofus.net. They were, like I said, the original craft beer in the can. That was Dale's Pale Ale, and we drink a lot of it in this house, I can tell you what. But the only brewery is not in Austin. There's actually one in Boulder, Colorado, and Longmont, Colorado, and in Brevard, North Carolina. So if you're in any of those places, I'm telling you, it's worth going. They got organic sodas that are really good. They make their own rubs for barbecue. They sell bikes. They like manufacture bikes. Isn't that a weird mix of stuff? But they're supposedly pretty good. I don't know what to tell you. But the location here in Austin is great. And they always have a really good seasonal. Right now it's Fugly, which is like Asian fruits mixed with an IPA, and oh man, I can't get enough of that stuff. I wish they made it in a can here, because it would be all I would be drinking. Anyway, with all that being said, thank you as well to our subscribers. You know who you are. You're the reason we're able to keep going. You're the reason that we exist, and honestly, you guys have been really stepping up, but we need more. If we need to reach the point where this site can continue on and can pay its taxes at the end of each year, we need more regular committed subscribers. So please think about becoming a subscriber. There's lots of bonus content on there. The more subscribers there are, the more I get to do more and more bonus content. So step up, help the site, give us your support. I can't tell you how much it means. It really does. You are literally a lifesaver, because if I didn't have this, I honestly don't know what I would do. Wait, that sounds like I'm threatening to commit suicide. That's definitely not what I'm doing. I'd probably be working a job that I would think about it. Please don't make me go back to the service industry. I want to talk about movies, Dad. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into Book Club. I don't know, guys, it's just when your movie is about a book club and the premise of it is that they go and they read a 50 Shades book and it changes their lives for the better, I'm just from the beginning going to have a hard time, like, settling in comfortably.
Oh, so we're just going right into it, are we?
a hard time. Tell us more about your hard time.
Okay. All right. There's more than enough innuendo.
So it was a hard time from Diane Keaton or from Jane Fonda?
More than enough third grade sexual innuendo in this movie cover the rest of the year without your jokes, George. The nonstop innuendo. This is for wonderful actresses, unfortunately, due to a world that doesn't
more
like
than that
old
actually
people, but focusing
four
on
stars,
four
yeah
main stars here, who unfortunately, due to a world who has sort of shut out and doesn't care about old people anymore, especially old women, are forced to do movies like Book Club. Sorry. And they get together, like I said, they read books. One of them brings up 50 Shades of Grey. They all start It starts asking questions about long-held things in their own sex lives. For instance, Diane...
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, or lack thereof. Diane Keaton, her husband's been dead for a year. She's kind of overly attached to the hip to her two daughters, who want her to move away from where her friends are and where she's always lived.
Who are terrible people, by the way.
I
thought they were terrible people.
They're just not thinking things
played
through.
Played by Alicia Silverstone and Katie
somebody.
Aspelton.
Mark
Duplass's wife,
right,
who's in the league.
Right.
That's where I
It was weird because I kept going. I kept expecting her to be really funny in this movie because the league, she was like one of my favorite characters.
Yeah,
on that
she's
show.
Great.
They're one note in this.
And she has not much to do here. Yeah, neither does Alicia Silverstone.
Except for look unconvincingly pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. And she meets Andy Garcia, who is an airline pilot, which is in and of itself kind of a joke because she's terrified of flying. But they're kind of having a series of like escalating meet cutes, and she's questioning whether or not she's ready to love again. And then
escalating or elevating?
I get it. More puns. That's it. Yeah, that's all right. I dished it out. I can take it. Jane Fonda plays Vivian, who's a big hotel, successful magnate who
well, she owns one hotel. I mean, a very successful hotel.
She's rich enough that she didn't have to think twice about tearing it down and replacing it with building an old one in its place. So she's well off.
They've all been successful. Yeah. Candace Bergen's a federal judge.
Well, let me go one at a time here.
Okay.
Stop jumping ahead, George. Damn it. See where the line is.
But you hate the movie, and we didn't. So I'm just trying to wrestle control of the narrative.
Jane Fonda's lived her whole life happy being alone, but then the one that let her get away, played by Don Johnson, they meet up again.
Let him get away.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, they both let each other get away.
But she doesn't look at it that way. He does.
Yeah.
He wishes they had been together. She was like, no, I don't want a serious attachment. And she spent her whole life basically looks like getting lots of surgery, plastic surgery, and having sex with younger guys.
She's 20 years older than Mary Steenburgen, but they're all playing the same age.
Yeah. So weird.
She looked great. They all look pretty great. Mary Steenburgen is married to Coach, or Mr. Impossible, or Incredible, if you will. Craig T. Nelson.
This is his biggest movie.
Yeah.
In a while.
That's not animated.
And their problem is they used to be like fuck like bunnies.
I mean, the Poltergeist remake didn't even throw him a bone.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And now she can't get him to touch her, despite the fact that he's very seems to be emotionally affectionate. He's just not interested in the physical whatsoever. And then, of course, lastly, you have Candace Bergen, who is, as you said, a federal judge, and she just hasn't had sex in 18 years. She's just
she's a her ex-husband. She actually broke up with him because he's a moron, and he is played by Ed Begley Jr., who's wonderful and not in this enough, but.
Yeah, well, Ed Begley Jr. is great, but yeah, they sure didn't know what to do with him here, really, other than say, look at this really unconvincing relationship he has with this, like, 20-year-old.
I don't know. I thought he was pretty cute with her, and she was adorable. Like, she has three lines, and they're all funny.
She had the one line in this whole movie that made me laugh. I'll hand her that. The only line. Anyway,
I laughed a lot more than you.
So, I know everyone else on my side of the road just sat there in stone silence. Even the older ladies who were next to me were talking about what a terrible movie it was the whole time. They're like, this is not very good. So, I don't know.
Well, let's talk about this film.
I was sitting next to the old
now.
Ladies who are critics. I was sitting next to the old ladies who were there because they love good cinema, which this movie is not.
It's not good cinema.
It is actually entertaining, but it's all sitcom-level plotting. Like, it doesn't really matter.
I've got better things to do than sit through this level of trash. I mean, the only older than the actors are the jokes. These jokes are antiques. Every joke in this movie is like you've seen it before and when you were a kid on television. It's ridiculous.
This movie is sitcom witty.
Online dating hard and weird. We're old and we're doing online dating. And yet Candace Bergen, everything she says is hilarious. Like, I feel like this
was purely
movie
her
makes
delivery
a great
for me.
Case. Yeah, it's her delivery. It makes a great case for reviving Murphy Brown. Glad to see her again.
Candace Bergen being still alive and the writers of Murphy Brown being interested is a great case for bringing back Murphy Brown, not this movie. If anything, this made me have the opposite reaction. Go, fuck, maybe I'm not excited about Murphy Brown coming back. Just kidding, though, because
Brown has always had better writers than this.
Yes, so. And this is by a first-time director, second-time writer, like, and who co-wrote it with one of the Power Rangers. Not kidding.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Which one?
It was
which
the
one?
First time she ever wrote a
Give
movie.
Give me a color.
I now have to,
Give me a color.
Have to find out.
Erin Sims, I think is her name.
I have to look this up.
But yeah, when I read our IMDb page, there's like, probably best known for playing one of the Power Rangers. Like, wow. Okay.
All right. But you can't just leave it hanging there.
He was a producer for a lot of movies that weren't very good, and she was a star of a lot of them. So it's like, okay, eventually they
kinda... this is something where this is probably a script that they wrote, they put in a drawer, and somehow they got someone attached, probably Jane Fonda, who's just like, I want to get all my friends in this, and this is a good opportunity to get all my friends, and they got a cast, and they got more cast, and they got a role, and so, you know what? Maybe we can polish this turd.
It's an excuse.
And you know what? I think they did. I think they polished this turd enough to where it's actually entertaining. If you're anywhere near the target demographic, or you actually just like these actors, and you just want to see them again.
There's one point where... what is her name? Candace Bergen is going through the dating site, And I'm like, you know, it was a great place to meet older singles that are like you. The Betty Ford Clinic. Jesus Christ. There is not a scene in this movie that these ladies are not drinking wine and like gulping it. I was like, holy shit. This whole thing is just an excuse for
them
to party.
She's the Yellow Ranger in Galaxy.
Yellow Ranger.
Right. Sorry, I had to look it up.
That was worth interrupting.
I'm sorry. I had to know.
Yes, it is.
Matt Frank would be disappointed if I didn't look it up.
I doubt Matt Frank is going to listen to the review.
Well, his ears perked up the second he heard that.
Heard Aaron Sims and was like, "It's the Yellow Ranger!"
Probably screaming
from
at the mic.
Galaxy,
screaming at this review.
They're not putting it in the marketing. It's like brought to you by the Yellow Ranger.
They should. They'll get the they'll get the millennials in there that way.
Co-written by an actual woman. So you know,
I just found so much of this. The jokes, like I said, they were just predictable. They went exactly where you thought they were going to. They weren't well written. The only thing that elevated this at all was just the sheer amount of skill of these four actresses who were doing the best they could with a script I thought was just absolute garbage. Yeah. But there were moments that were heightened just because it's so much fun to watch these ladies work. Although it would have been, like we said, some of the side characters would have been nice to get more of a chance where Craig T. Nelson finally gets a honest to God nice moment at the very end of the movie. And Ed Begley as well finally gets a nice moment at the end of the movie.
And I think like once he actually opens up a little bit, like he has a decent moment with that. I think he's a little underwritten. Their conflict just doesn't feel that authentic. Like the communication between them, the way it breaks down, it approaches something real and it just veers to the left of it in a frustrating way. I think also Diane Keaton and her children and their relationship, it gets close to being something real and something actually affecting, and it doesn't quite get there. And that's a shame. And I think both of their stories, Jane Fonda and Don Johnson, they're cute, but I don't really buy her struggle either. So, you know, this really, for a movie I enjoyed, I don't like a lot of the parts of this. Like, I feel like it's just fundamentally not where it needs to be. It's not as strong as it needs to be. There could have actually been a great movie out of this, but there's so many pieces that are just flawed, and it kind of... It's as shoddy as some of the green screen work in this.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus,
The head photoshopping in here that's like, wait.
Oh, the photoshopping is the same worst.
There's this part where a plane's about to take off, and it looked like a toy in front of a TV.
I literally do better photoshopping on my phone.
It was pretty bad. But, I don't know, like, I agree with George with a lot of the moments feel like they're trying to get to something, but they just sort of miss it just by like a little bit because they just don't give everybody enough time. Like it's a Hallmark movie kind of thing. Yeah. Like it's tough to say. Like that's not necessarily me saying it's bad. It's just saying
it should be.
I'm not saying it's bad. Like because everybody's like witty to the point where it's like unbelievable kind of thing. Especially Andy Garcia. Andy Garcia is like quipping like Spider-Man basically. Like every single sentence.
Did you know he played Diane Keaton's nephew in Godfather 3?
Yeah, I remember
just
that.
And now they're hooking up.
It's a little... Well, if you read, I'm not going into the store plot of Godfather 3.
Yeah. Jane Fonda's like over 20 years older than Don Johnson, which is it's a nice flip.
But she looks younger than the rest of the ladies in the cast, and she's not.
Yeah. Candace Bergen, like, yeah, she has a nice little story going on. Like, I think her story was one of the more interesting kind of thing. But it doesn't go anywhere as well. Also,
you're
it's kind of
about that old lady laid. You're like, come on, you can do it, Candace Bergen.
It's kind of one giant Bumble ad, though, kind of thing.
Oh man, the whole
especially
movie
for her
is an ad for 50 Shades, Bumble, and Buca di Beppo. Which there's a scene where they're at that restaurant chain, and they're prominently showing their order number for delivery in multiple shots. Like, oh, make sure you got the shot of the number on the wall.
Yeah, I didn't even notice
like,
that.
Oh my god.
Like, yeah, everyone's a little quippy more than
Olive Garden turned them down.
Yeah, right.
Like, but
I'm sure they asked them first.
Yeah, out of the four of them, they're all fairly charming in their own way. I found each story sweet enough that I was able to accept even everything with like how short some of it is, kind of thing. But this movie kind of felt like it ran a little too long because even if I liked it, I like close to the hour 20 mark, I was just like, okay, I think I'm done.
It definitely went on for too long, and that's coming from someone who did absolutely hate this movie. The only times I liked it all were just towards the end. Two of the wrap-up moments had a nice little, like, cherries on top. But other than that, there's really... It's just so... Like I said, it's just such bad writing. It's bad, bad writing. I'm going to take a ruler and slap the writer on the wrist. Bad writing! Bad writer! Don't do that!
But see, I think...
It's lazy.
Almost every scene, there's... For me, there's at least one line that lands, and I think it's because all of the actors, there's so many talented actors in this, and I feel like they were rewriting it on set. They're like, we gotta bring something to this, and, you know, they're turning on the charm, and they're doing the best with weak material that they possibly can.
No, I also appreciated that they do talk shit about the 50 Shades series, though, during the movie itself.
Sort of.
They get really close to talking trash about it, but it's just like, well, because we're using the book covers, and they can't quite get...
Well, ultimately,
there's some fun lines.
Ultimately, it felt like they were trying to get people, like, older women who haven't read them yet, because they act like Candace Bergen does in the movie at first. Why would I want to read that? And sell them on the idea, oh, it's dumb, but you'll love it. That's one of the things that I felt this movie was trying to sell than anything.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, no. But I
feel like the biggest endorsement this movie gives is that the books will make you horny.
Yeah, right?
That's
make one of them
really
horny.
Like, just read, like, you know, they don't really, like, engage them as literature in a way that's disingenuous.
The internet's filled with porn story sites. Just go to those. You don't have to spend money on those.
Okay, but you already saw how much of a struggle internet dating is for.
Yeah, that's true.
For the federal judge.
Yeah, she has to actually buy a book at what's left? I can't remember book stores.
Barnes and Noble.
That's the only one there.
Although it's dangerously close. Who knows?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I certainly don't mind the conceit here. Mm-hmm. It just thought it was executed poorly. If you want to see a film that's much better about old people getting laid, you should see Something's Gotta Give, which is an excellent movie.
Also features
Diane Keaton.
Also features Diane Keaton and was Jack Nicholson, I believe,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
That's
Keanu
a really
Reeves in that one?
Genuinely funny movie.
I think so.
Yeah.
Or is that one Jack Black?
I can't remember.
It's been a little while since I've seen
it. It's been a while.
But again, that one was...
That's right, Keanu Reeves was the doctor.
That was a genuinely good film. This is not. But that's my rating, and I give this 2 weeks away from a Walker out of 10. Mike?
Okay, like, I thought the movie was fine. Like, I laughed at a lot of the stuff specifically about Candace Bergen, because she was kind of the audience... just going, this shit is absurd. Like, every time she's on screen, she's like, yeah, this is absurd. Like, I understand that. And so I just went with her at that point. And everybody else, and everything else just sort of was just okay. Like, I didn't hate the movie. I didn't feel like I was being tortured or in any shape, way, or form. It just felt like a decent direct-to-DVD film kind of thing, at most. And so, like, overall, like, I can't say I hated it, but I can't say I really liked it kind of thing. Like, if you have to take somebody to a movie who's not, like, really, like, who's much older, then this isn't one that I would say don't go. Like, it's passable kind of thing. I personally would have to give it 5 out of 10 really bad Photoshops.
George.
All right. I love so many of the actors in this. I pretty much love all the actors in this, and they deserve a better film. But with that being said, I just had such a good time spending, you know, however long this was. Under 2 hours, I know, but somewhere around 2 hours with them, that I was able to overlook just a screenplay that needed way more polish than it got. And I think that anyone who likes these actresses will, and who remembers them and wants to spend more time with them, can show up and see this movie and be satisfied. I think, you know, not that the audience reaction matters that much, but. You know, the audience, a lot of stuff got a lot of big laughs. And this was an older audience than I'm used to, too. Like, I've never seen so many walkers gathered in a theater in one place that were all just kind of set to the side and everything. So a lot of elderly people really enjoyed it.
Weirdly, I saw a few people right off the bat walked out, though, and I heard one couple like, there's just too much dirty stuff.
And I think the dirty stuff's all pretty tame.
A lot of dirty metaphors, to be honest.
Yeah, nope. It's nonstop innuendo.
I don't agree with that, but...
there are scenes that are, but Candace Bergen does bring it up, kind of thing. Yeah. Like I said, she knows it's absurd.
Is this rated R? I mean, it feels like a very PG-13 rated R movie, but
I don't know.
I don't know.
Doesn't say.
Regardless, you know, I give it 6 out of 10 purple sleep masks in the background of a shot of Jane Fonda that they keep cutting back to that looks distractingly like a dildo. But it's not a dildo. It's a sleep mask. I checked.
Wow, you're more concerned about this movie than I thought.
It's PG-13, by the way. I looked it up.
PG-13.
PG-13.
No PG. Yeah.
No, but that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like,
it's all. It's all. It's all innuendo. Like, it's just. But it's nonstop. Yeah, you can innuendo on television in the afternoon all day long.
There is a boner in
certain
it, though.
Words.
Yeah,
which did make me laugh. Really hard.
Clothes,
and they say
several layers.
They say fuck like twice.
No, it gets cut off. Like she starts
the first time
it
gets cut off.
Christine Bergen starts to say fuck and it gets
well,
cut
Candace
off.
Well, Candace Bergen does say it later, though.
Okay.
For sure, because I remember going, whoa, they said fuck.
The first time they cough in the middle of it.
Yeah, so okay. We've said it enough times now, we've switched over to this podcast being rated R. I think it's three, right? Three is all you get?
It's just one, actually.
I thought it was one,
it's just
depending
the one.
On how it's used, but yeah.
I thought it was 2 to 3, depending on how it's used.
Well, if it's cut off, then you can have more than one, but if it's the word itself, it has to just be one.
And now some of the cable channels are like, we don't give a fuck. Yeah. So I keep hearing
shit
that you pop up on FX.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, come on. Really, is anyone still offended by these words? We need to make up new words for people to be offended with.
Well, why
really
don't you stand outside
people.
An elementary school and yell fuck and see how long it takes you to get arrested?
That's
get arrested way before that.
That's Belgium, man. That's Belgium.